And this is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. Shreveport Congressman Mike Johnson says new U.S. House leadership will actively seek answers as to why President Joe Biden had classified documents stashed at his private office and at his home. Johnson says as chairman of the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Constitutional Matters, he and fellow lawmakers are demanding answers from the Department of Justice.
We issued a joint letter to the Attorney General, Merrick Garland himself. We want to know, among other things, what interaction the department had with President Biden or his White House representatives about the mishandling of these classified documents.
Last week, it was revealed that top secret documents were found at Joe Biden's private office at the Penn Biden Center. Those documents were from his time 6 years ago as vice president and reportedly were of a much more sensitive nature than those found at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. More recently, more classified documents were found at Biden's two Delaware homes. Johnson says the timeline of the discoveries is worrisome.
From what we know now, they found these documents, at least the first tranche of them, November 2nd of 2022. They concealed it until just, several days ago, and we're very, very interested to know why.
Johnson says the full weight of the FBI and Justice Department came down on former President Trump for exactly the same thing. But in Biden's case, there were no raids of his home broadcast on television. He feels like a double standard is obviously at play. Johnson says the public has the right to know if the president broke federal law.
These are all directly related to the interest of the American people. It's time sensitive, and we hope the courts will force their compliance if they don't comply automatically.
Police shot and wounded a fleeing man in Lafayette on Monday after they say another person was shot and wounded. Police in Lafayette told news outlets they responded to gunshots only to see a car speeding away. After a chase, two people got out and ran away. Police dogs tracked one suspect. It's unclear what happened next. Louisiana State Police said during the course of police interactions with the subject, a male sustained a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. The officer was not injured.